Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Keitzad hayu masiyin matzus. How did they light these bonfires? Mevi'in kunzo yisho erez aruchin. They brought long poles of cedar wood, the kanim and reeds, the asei shemen, the flammable wood, una oiroid shalpishim, and chips of flax, the korech b'meshicha. They tied it together with a string. He would go up to the top of the mountain, and light them on fire. He would shake it up and down, back and forth. After he lit his on fire, the next guy who was standing on the next mountain, when he saw that he lit the fire, he too would also do the same thing. The Chaim Barosh Ahor HaShlishi. And so too the next guy on the third mountain would also do the same thing. And so on and so forth until everybody saw the Maduras Eish that they lit. Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Umeayin Hayu Masin Masot. On which mountains were the torches lit? Mihara Mishcha Lisartaba. Hara Mishcha was the first mountain where they lit the torches, and they kept the torches lit over there until they saw that they had also lit the torches on Sarzaba, which was the second mountain. Hara Mishcha is Hara Zaysim, as Mishcha means oil. Umi Sarzaba le Grefina, umi Grefina le Chavra, umi Chavran le Beis Biltin. All of these are names of mountains. Umi Beis Biltin lo Zazu Misham. They didn't move from Beis Biltin. They kept the torches lit over there, and they shook it back and forth, up and down. Till they saw that the whole goyla, which refers to Baba, was like one big bonfire, as each person would go up on his roof and start his own bonfire, so the whole Baba looked like one big Maduras HaEsh.